Welcome to the broadcast of Crosstown Church of Memphis. We are a church that is Christ-centered, diversity-driven, and community-committed. A church that's bringing people together, sharing God's message of hope, love, and service. We seek to love God, love people, and serve the city. We welcome you to our broadcast with Pastor Byron Fitzpatrick.
So I want to ask you guys a question. That is, how many of you have ever heard of this famous musician? His name is called Houdini. If you have, just wave your hand at me. Just say, have you ever heard of Houdini before? Houdini was a very famous magician. Very famous magician back in the early 1900s. Early 1900s. He was a very famous musician. And I keep saying musician. I got to get this right. Magician. He was a very famous magician back in the early 1900s. Houdini, this guy, he died in 1926, and his claim to fame because as a magician, he was known to be an escape artist. I don't know if you guys ever been to a magician show, a magic show before, and you see people who get locked up in chains and they're tied up and locked up in all kinds of stuff. And, you know, maybe a couple years ago when we still had the fair going on before the pandemic shut the fair down, I remember we went to the fairgrounds and there was this lady in this big old tank, and it was filled with water, and she was in this tank, submerged under this water, locked into the tank, and she was tied up or chained up with chains and locks all over her body. And it took her probably about 3 or 4 minutes underwater getting herself unchained and unlocked so that she can escape out of this tank of water. Well, Houdini was real famous for being an escape artist. This guy, he was so famous for being an escape artist. He was nicknamed, they said that he was flexible, or as flexible as an eel. And he can get out of anything, no matter what you put him in, lock him up in, that he can get out of it. You know, he was chained and locked up in coffins. He was locked up in a boiler before. He was sewed up into, you know, layers and layers of canvas bags. He was locked up into this large milk can before, a beer barrel. He was also locked up one time in a maximum security prison. And all of those things that he was locked up in, chained up in, tied up in, bound in, and everything, he was known for being able to escape all of them. I remember watching a movie about Houdini, a movie about his life and as a young kid. And I remember watching. And this guy, I'm not sure if it was the Hudson Bay or maybe it was in England somewhere. He was over some water and in the water and, you know, doing this. I'm like, this dude is about to die. But anyway, he died in 1926. And when Houdini died, and just before he died, he told his wife this. He said, when it comes to death, he said, if there is a way of escape, he said, I can escape anything and I've escaped everything. I'm an escape artist. That's what I do. Okay. He said, when it comes to death, he said, if there is a way to escape death, he said, I will find it. He said, I guarantee you, I will find it. Well, guess what? 1926, the man died. Death came knocking at his door. And this is something that's real, I guess, unique about his story. His wife, believing in her husband so strongly, because she's seen him escape from so many different things, escape from everything, she was like, okay, I believe him, as he said, that if there's a way to escape death, that he'll be able to, if anybody can find it, he'll be the one to find it. And so every year for the anniversary of the day that he died, she would light a candle next to a picture of him. And she will wait to see, because he told her, he said, if I find a way to escape death, he said, I'm going to do it on the anniversary of my death. So every year on the anniversary of his death, she would light a candle next to his picture, and she would wait to see if Houdini was going to show up, if he was going to escape death and show up. She did this for 10 years. 10 years she lit that candle. 10 years she had a picture right by the candle. 10 years she sat there and she waited for her husband to show up and escape death. After 10 years, she finally came to the conclusion that there is no way to escape death. out of all the things that Houdini was able to escape, that was the one thing that he was not able to escape. Death came knocking at his door, and death held him hostage and continues to hold him hostage. Whether he's in heaven or hell, I don't know. We don't know. Oh, I want you all to know that one day death came knocking at the door of Jesus Christ. Death came knocking at his door, and it put him in the tomb. Today is Resurrection Day, and we celebrate Resurrection Day because we know that on Good Friday, just a few days ago, as the story tells us and as history tells us, that Jesus was put to death. He was sacrificed on a cross. He gave his life, and he was laid into a tomb. He was placed into a tomb. And so we know that that day, death came knocking at the door of Jesus Christ, and he was placed into this tomb. And it wasn't even his own tomb. It was a borrowed tomb. And there was a couple of guards that was put on watch of that tomb just to make sure that nobody would steal the body of Jesus Christ, because of all the prophecies that was out there and going around and been told for years, that was known that this guy is going to, if he is the prophesied Messiah, if he is the one that prophecies and stories and legends and myths have talked about, if he's the one, then this guy is going to somehow escape death. And so Caesar and the Roman Empire, they did not want that to happen. So they made sure, they put some guards there to make sure nobody would steal the body, touch the body, or anything like that. They even sealed it with the Roman seal on the tomb. But as we know the story, 3 days later, Jesus came back to life. 3 days later, he escaped death. Houdini tried to escape death. He thought he can escape death, but he never escaped death. Jesus, 3 days later, he was able to escape death. 3 days later, he came back to life. And so I want to ask you the question. Suppose that that had not happened. Suppose that Jesus Christ had never escaped death. Just like Houdini, for 10 years, his wife waited on him because he said if there was a way to escape death, that he would find it. And then he would escape death on his death date anniversary. For 10 years, she waited, and he never was able to escape death. But Jesus did. So ask yourself, suppose that he had not been able to escape death. So what if, everybody just say, what if you hear me. What if Easter did not exist? Today, we celebrate Easter, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the day that he escaped death, the greatest escape artist of all times. What if Easter did not exist? That's the title of our lesson today. You know, the Apostle Paul, he actually talks about this, and this was a question that came to him in one form or another. And that is, you know, so many people question about Jesus Christ being the Messiah, the prophesied Messiah. So many people question about, well, if he was the prophesied Messiah, then did he actually come to life? Did he actually escape death like, you know, the story says that he did, as the disciples and others tell it? Did that actually happen? Did that actually take place? So ask yourself the question, what if Easter did not exist? Here's what the Apostle Paul had to say about it in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, at verse 15. And it says this, actually 12 through 15. It says, but tell me this, since we preach that Christ rose from the dead, why are some of you still saying that there is no resurrection of the dead? If there's no resurrection of the dead, then Christ has not been raised either. So in other words, if there's no resurrection of the dead, meaning us, Christ, anybody else, if there's no resurrection of the dead, if it's not possible whatsoever that people can actually be resurrected from the dead, then that means Christ also never resurrected. That's the point that Paul is making here. And he says, and if Christ has not been raised, then all of our preaching is useless, and your faith also is useless. And we apostles would be lying about God. For we have said that God raised Christ from the dead and raised him from the grave. But that can't be true if there is no resurrection of the dead. So Paul is being questioned on different forms, one form or another, about the resurrection. He's not only the resurrection of Christ, but also the resurrection of ourselves. Being able to experience a new life, whether that's here on earth or whether that's in heaven, that's God's control. But that we have been given this gift of eternal life and been promised a new life, a resurrected life. And so with that being questioned, then Paul is saying, well, if there is no resurrection, then that means Christ could not have been resurrected either. And if Christ was not resurrected and could not be resurrected, then what are we preaching about? What are we talking about? All of this is a waste of time. We're wasting our time preaching about. That means our whole ministry has no validity to it whatsoever, and we're wasting our time. So why are we doing this? So what if Easter did not exist? I can admit that this is a loaded question. And, you know, much like myself, many of you probably ask yourself the question, or if you ask yourself the question, what if you had never been born? Think about that for just one moment. What would life be if you personally, so everyone take this on a personal level, what would life be like if you were never born? It's a heavy question. It's a strong question. It's a loaded question. But this question, what if Easter did not exist? What if you did not exist? This question of what if Easter did not exist should be considered very carefully. Very carefully consider this question and very carefully think about this question, because the reality is that our entire faith, everything that we believe when it comes to religion, everything that we believe when it comes to our spiritual life and our relationship with God, our relationship with Jesus and the apostles' teaching, the teachings and the historical events of the Bible, all of this, every bit of it is at hand. Every bit of it. If Easter did not exist, all of this is on the hinges. You know, churches today, they exist because they believe in Easter. Think about it. There are so many churches today, they exist because they believe in Easter, which means that they believe in the resurrection. They believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. There are so many churches that are founded on the basis of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Crosstown Church being one of them. Think about how many churches all around the world, how many different religions all around the world are based on churches that are started based on the teachings of the resurrection, based on the belief and the faith of the resurrection in Jesus Christ. If Easter did not exist, what then about those religions? What then about those faiths? Millions of people all over the world have this faith and this belief in Jesus Christ. And they believe that the resurrection is true. What would our lives be back? What would our lives be like if the resurrection never occurred? If Easter did not exist, our message would be powerless. Let me share this with you. Do you guys know what the number one, when it comes to population preference, the number one preference or preferred religion is in the world? Christianity. And Muslims is right behind it. Population-wise, I think Hindu is right behind it, though. But yeah, population-wise, Christian is number one. Christianity is number one. And I think Hindu Hinduism is number two, I believe, population-wise, but preferred is Christianity number one and Muslim is number two in the world. So Christianity is based off of the resurrection, the belief of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. What if this did not exist? What if Easter did not exist? That means the number one religion in the entire world will be founded and based on a false premises. It would be founded and based off of something that does not exist, and so many people led down the wrong path. This message that we preach about the resurrection, if Easter did not exist, our message would be powerless. So let's take a deeper look into what the Apostle Paul was saying. The Apostle Paul said that if Easter did not exist, then our message would be powerless. Well, what is our message? What is our message as Christians when it comes to God, when it comes to Jesus Christ, when it comes to the resurrection? What is our message? He says, if Easter did not exist, then our message is powerless. So here's what our message is. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's our message. That is called the gospel of the good news of Jesus Christ. Christianity, the basis of Christian religion message is that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. That's what it is. And so if Easter did not exist, then that message, starting with that God so loved the world, if Easter did not exist, then that message that God so loved the world is powerless. There's no meaning to it. There's no weight to it anymore. If Easter did not exist, then God so loved the world that what? That he gave his only begotten son. That message of Jesus being the only begotten son, powerless. It has no more meaning to it anymore. If Easter did not exist, he said, what? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Why? That whosoever believeth in him. If Easter didn't exist, then we have nothing to believe in. Why we need to believe in all? What's the benefit of believing in all of this? Whosoever believeth for what? Shall not perish, but have everlasting life. If Easter did not exist, then where is our hope or faith that we also shall have everlasting life? Powerless. Jesus, he took the place and he paid the price for our sin. He suffered and died. He was buried in a tomb for 3 days. He rose again on the third day. He ascended into heaven and now offers victory over sin through the cross and victory over death through his resurrection. But if Christ did not rise, then Easter does not exist. And if Easter does not exist, then our message is powerless. The purpose of preaching is to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. But without the resurrection, there really is not much good news at all. Think about it. The gospel without the good news is what? If Christ was not resurrected, then all we could say to anybody in this entire existence is, good luck with your life. It's all we can say. If all of this did not exist, then our message then, the only message that we would have would be like, good luck. Good luck. I remember my brother, this was a few years ago, my grandmother in Atlanta, she turned, maybe it was her ninth birthday. I think she's like 93 or 94 now. But anyway, my brother Eric, he recorded her as they were celebrating her birthday. And someone asked the question, I think it was my Aunt Rose asked the question to Granny, and she said, Mom, she said, what's the secret to making it to 90? What's the secret? And she said, I don't think y'all gonna make it, but try.
That's what she said.
She's like, I don't think y'all gonna make it, but try. You know, if this whole resurrection message, if Easter did not exist, then the best that we could tell people is, I don't think you're gonna make it, but try. No, well, good luck with your life. Do the best that you can do, okay? Imagine this. Imagine if I came knocking on your door today. And I came knock. When I came knocking on the door, you opened up the door, and I had a bouquet of balloons. I had a whole caravan with me. I had some singers and I had some clappers with me and everything. TV cameras, microphones, and everything. Y'all know the publicist's sweepstakes, right? Publicist's house sweepstakes, when they come to your house and they, you know, win a big old prize. I came just like loaded like the publisher's clearinghouse, right? I got the balloons, I got the music, I got the TV cameras, I got some people celebrating with us, some throw confetti and everything. And I got a big old check. Congratulations, you just won $10 million. What you gonna do? You get it, you gonna be excited, right? If they showed up at your house right now, knocked on your door, or if I did that, knocked on your door with a big old check that said you got $10 million, you are going to flip out, you're gonna be happy, you're gonna be excited. But check this out. The reality is, I don't know if that's gonna happen. I don't think that's gonna happen. The reality is, today, right now, I don't have no $10 million check for you. Today, right now, I don't have no bouquet of balloons. I don't have no caravan, no confetti. I don't have none of that stuff. So if I was to tell you that, if I was to show up at your door right now today, it would all be a lie. There is no sweepstakes. There is no winner. There is no money. It's all a lie. It's not just a powerless message. But if I was to do that to you, that would be a cruel thing to do. Wouldn't you agree? Show up your house with all this big, exciting thing, $10 million, and it all turned out to be a lie. That would be not just powerless, but it would be cruel. So think about it. If Easter did not exist, not only would our message that we preach to the world, that we carry to people, that we share with people, and that we hold tight to ourselves, not only would it be powerless, but it will be cruel. It will be very cruel for Jesus and for God and the Holy Spirit to plant this thing so deep into us and then it not be true. It will be so cruel for us to believe in this, you know, after God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit have planted this thing so deep into our hearts, and we are so convinced and we believe in it so hardly, so strongly, till death do us part, that we're now sharing the same message with the rest of the world. It will be cruel of us to share such a message if Easter did not exist. But, everybody say but. But our message is not powerless. Our message is not cruel. Our message is not meaningless, because we know that Easter does exist. We know that Christ is risen. Amen. We know that on the third day, which is the day that we're stopping and we're pausing and recognizing, we're acknowledging, we're celebrating as the resurrected day of Jesus Christ. We know, we believe, our faith in, we're holding fast to that this message is true. Christ is risen. And Easter does exist. The Apostle Paul says in Romans chapter 1, verse 16, he says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes." I am not ashamed today to stand before you, or sitting down right now before you, or anyone else in the entire world, to proclaim this message of the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because I totally believe in the power of God for salvation for everyone who believes in it. Our message is not powerless. I've seen the preaching affect people in so much that that resurrected message changed their lives. I've seen it bring men and women to a point of repentance. I've been in church and I preached myself. I heard, saw other people preach a message, choir sing a song, dancers dance, plays being taken place in the church on Easter Sunday morning, all these theatrics and everything. And I seen it affect people and impact them so strongly and so powerful that people came running down to the altar with tears in their eyes, falling on their face and pleading out and reaching out to God because something happened to them. Something hit them. Something penetrated from their minds, from their eyes, their ears, to their minds, deep down into their hearts, and it caused them to move. And when they moved, their lives were changed. I've seen people's lives changed for the better. I've seen it happen. I've seen people go from a place of drug addiction to being, you know, clean of drugs, drug no longer controlling our life. I've seen people go from a place of alcohol addiction to a place where alcohol no longer affects their lives. I've seen people go to a place where their lives was just ravished full of sin, and they've gone to a place where they were somehow able to control it a whole lot more than they were before. I've seen people go from having such a hateful heart to not only loving God, not only loving Jesus, but loving people. I've seen people's lives change. And I'm a witness that those a lot of those things actually happened to me. And because I am a personal witness to those things, in my own self, I'm a personal witness to those things of how I've seen this resurrected message change the lives of other people, then I know that this message is not powerless. I know that it's not powerless. This message is not powerless because it has the power to change lives. And I've seen it happen. The Apostle Paul, he continues by saying, if Easter didn't exist, or if Christ had not been risen from the dead, then our faith is in vain. Our faith is in vain if Easter did not exist, if Christ had not resurrected from the dead. In other words, what good is faith if Christ had never been risen from the dead? What good is faith? I say my faith is in Jesus Christ. What good is it to say my faith is in Jesus Christ if he had never been resurrected from the dead? It never really happened, then our faith is useless. If Christ is not risen, then it's all a myth, and there is no need to follow him with your life anymore. You can live how you want to live. You can act how you want to act. You can do what you want to do, say what you want to say, go where you want to go. There's no boundaries whatsoever. There's no limitations whatsoever. There's no right and there's no wrong. There's no good and there's no bad. There's no cursings and there's no blessings. There's no consequences. There's no rewards. It all becomes useless. Our faith then becomes useless if his resurrection did not exist, if Easter did not exist. That means we all should just do what we want to do. Just erase everything and go for it. Truly then, our message then would be, well, good luck with that. Well, good luck with your life. If Easter didn't exist, our faith would not matter at all. But fortunately for us, Jesus did rise from the dead. Easter does exist. It's not a fake at all. It's true. It's not a lie. We can trust in him with our lives, and we can live for him. The Apostle Paul also says in Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20, he says, the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Because Christ is risen, you can trust in him. You can trust him with your life. You can trust him with your family. You can trust him with your friendships. You can trust him with your finances. And you can trust him with your future. You can trust him with everything. I want to close by sharing a story with you guys. The story is about a woman. And she was diagnosed with a terminal illness and had been given 3 months to live. As she was getting her things in order, she contacted her pastor and asked him to come over to her house to discuss some of her final wishes. She told him which songs that she wanted to be sung in her funeral service, what scriptures she wanted to be read, and she also told him what outfit she wanted to be buried in. She requested to be buried with her favorite Bible. As the pastor prepared to leave, the woman suddenly remembered something else. There was one more thing. She said excitedly, "What is that?" The pastor said, "This is important," the woman said. "I want to be buried with a fork in my right hand." The pastor, he stood there looking at the woman, not knowing quite what to say. The woman explained, "In all my years of attending church socials and potluck dinners, when the dishes of the main course were being cleared, someone would eventually say, they would lean over and they would say, 'Keep your fork.' It was my favorite part of the meal because I knew that something better was coming, like a velvety chocolate cake or a deep dish apple pie. So people see me in that casket." Oh, she says this. She says, "So when people see me in that casket with a fork in my hand and they ask, 'What's with the fork?' She told the pastor this. She said, 'I want you to tell them, keep your fork. The best is yet to come.'" Keep your fork. "The best is yet to come." She knew that after her physical death, that the best is yet to come. She just ate the main course, and now she's about to eat the dessert. She lived the main course, and now she's about to live her dessert. And how does that happen? How does she have that? Where is that coming from her? Because she believes in the resurrection. She believes in the resurrection of the dead. She believed that Jesus rose. And because Jesus rose, she'll also rise.
We hope you enjoyed today's message. If this message was a blessing to you and you would like to support this ministry in a financial way, you can donate electronically by texting to 84321 and enter the dollar amount you'd like to donate in the message area. Or you can mail a check or money order to Crosstown Church of Memphis, P.O. Box 40981, Memphis, Tennessee 38104. We invite you to visit our website at www.wearecrosstown.com for more information about our church. Join us for our next broadcast on Facebook and YouTube next Sunday at 10 a.m. Be blessed and be better.